This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, May 28th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Central Kentucky soybean farmer Caleb Ragland says May has been a challenging month to get crops planted.
Well, Jeff, it has been an absolute struggle in the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley, the southern part of the I-States, and even in southern Ohio. I did not plant a seed for nearly 3 weeks. We finally were able to plant some here the last few days. I was less than 40% done on my corn till about a week ago. And quite frankly, a lot of what we've planted here recently has been less than ideal. You know, the calendar's about to turn to June here. That tells us it's getting extremely late. So I'm hoping to get some opportunity next week to finish. But I have measured, according to my app, over 45 inches on many of the farms I've farmed since January 1st, to put things in perspective.
Farmers, he says, in his region facing choices on which crops to plant and approaching prevent plant dates under risk management programs. The American Soybean Association, included in the 365 agricultural and related groups, sending a letter calling on Congress to enact the Agricultural Labeling Uniformity Act. The groups say the bipartisan bill is needed to protect access for farmers and the public to safe, well-regulated pesticides.
We need this legislation because it is imperative that our laws be consistent. Since 1972, FIFRA law has been blatantly clear. We must be consistent. The states can't come in and have alternative labels that cause conflict. Conflict leads to confusion and misunderstanding, and it also causes uncertainty and untrust with consumers.
Ragland is president of the American Soybean Association and says farmers need crop protection tools for sustainable production.
If we don't have those pesticides that we need in place, we're not going to be able to kill the weeds. It would lead to us having to turn to alternatives, which would cause us to lose soil and to not be good with our conservation and all other number of problems. The bottom line, we need the tools in our toolbox, and we have the law in place. It needs to be followed. It's a good law. We have the track record and the research and the data to back this up.
Ragland says a loss of crop protection tools would force a shift to less than sustainable production practices.
The secondary effects of such a loss would be astronomical to the consumer in both food safety, food price, food choice, the availability. It would hurt our economy. It's a huge number of negative impacts would take place.
Opposition to the legislation to prevent states from altering pesticide labels says it's intended to protect chemical companies from liability from adverse impacts of pesticides. Ragland says that's not the case.
Quite frankly, I don't think the trial lawyers care. I don't think that they are out for the benefit of the American people. They are just simply trying to cause a scare that leads to putting money in their pockets and a few others. And it's all about just causing conflict and confusion, and it's not about doing good. These products have a strong track record. The safety is there. The research is there. Time is also on the side of these products. They've been used, glyphosate's been out there longer than I've been alive.
The group say the legislation would reaffirm and clarify longstanding provisions in federal pesticide law regarding labeling requirements. The groups warned in the letter that a recent state labeling requirements, quote, directly and unjustifiably contradict EPA scientific findings on pesticide safety. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.